Testing in the House Chamber, 139th Legislative Day.
The House will now come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Aaron Wilson, Legislative Assistant to Representative Horn. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day, even though we are not worthy. Lord, thank you for your continued love, grace, and mercy. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to work for the citizens of this great state. And please continue to bless the representatives and staff with guidance and wisdom in all that they do. As we go about our weekend activities, protect us, Lord, and bring us back safely next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 2nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for October 2nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The ruling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 283, enact to increase the punishment for assault with a firearm on a law enforcement officer, probation officer, or parole officer, to increase the penalty for assault with a deadly weapon against certain emergency personnel, and to provide for additional death benefit for public safety employees who are murdered on the line of duty.
Charter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to the message from the Senate on September 11, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 683, House Committee Substitute 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the laws governing the mail-in absentee ballot to restore the last Saturday of early one-stop voting, to extend the time by which the county boards of election need to replace direct record electronic voting equipment under certain conditions, and to temporarily authorize the county to test new voting equipment during a simulated election. The President pro tem appoints Senator Daniels chair, Senators Newton and McKissick. On the part of the Senate, to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body, at the end of the difference arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. The Speaker appoints the following conferees for Senate Bill 683, Combat Absentee Ballot Fraud. Representative Lewis Chair and Representatives Grange, D. Hall, Dahl, Warren, and Hawkins. The Senate will be so notified. Notices and announcements? Okay. Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 7th at 4 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves and seconded by Representative Fraley that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. To reconvene Monday, October 7th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I didn't realize I needed to ask a question until you were about done. May I?
I'm sorry, ma'am. The House is adjourned.
Messages from the Senate clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopt a report of the conferees for Senate Bill 559, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled Act to 1, permit financing for certain storm recovery costs, and to 2, authorize the Utilities Commission to fix rates for electronic public utilities using multi-year rate plan and banning authority to return mechanisms effective January 1st, 2021. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
That Senate message is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, October 3rd, 2019. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on October 1st, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 315, House Committee Substitute Number 4, 10th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the agricultural laws of the state, the President pro tempore appoints Senator B. Jackson, Chair, Senator Sanderson, Senator Johnson, Senator Daniel, Senator D. Davis, on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully signed, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, October 3rd, 2019. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the conferees appointed to resolve the differences arising between the two bodies on Senate Bill 681, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the Rural Health Care Stabilization Program to give counties additional flexibility with regard to the local option sales and use tax without increasing the existing maximum tax rate and to expand eligibility for utility account funds, have been dismissed. The President tempore appoints Senator Tillman, Chair, Senator Brown, Senator B. Jackson, and Senator Fitch, on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, signed, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted.